FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that will guide you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, curator and originator of the JHP Gourmet Guide, South Africa's respected restaurant rating. Today I'm chatting to Peter Allan Finlayson, winemaker of Harbriels Kloof Estate in beautiful Bot River. Welcome to FMR Fine Food, Peter.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you very much for having me.
It's our pleasure. Well, as it gets a little bit better weather-wise, I'm currently loving your Rosebud Rosé. It's light and it seems to pair well with the lighter dishes that we are enjoying. So other than a sunset, what would you suggest that we enjoy it with?
Well, you can combine it with a long walk on the beach with your loved one, you know, and then you'll have a perfect combination. Food-wise, you know, it's a very approachable, fresh style of rosé. So it's going to pair with most things. But I think if you look at your local fish, you know, something like a cabillaud dish, Cape salmon, you know, with a fresh, let's say, goat's cheese salad, I think will work really, really, really well, you know. But as I said initially, it is very versatile. It's made in that lovely kind of light provincial style, low alcohol, 12.5. So it's something that's really adaptable to any situation, be it long walk on the beach or long lunch or long dinner, however you want to have it.
The ideas are endless and you make it sound so appealing. I know the hallmarks of your estate are integrity and biodiversity, and it would be interesting to know how you as a winemaker look at it and how you ensure that your wines are eco-friendly.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of elements to that. The one thing that we focus on is that we don't use any animal products. So, for instance, gelatine's used in a lot of fining in wine products, but the only product that we use is actually a potato protein-based product if we need to do any clarification or fining on our wines. So no animal products. Our wines are all vegan-friendly. And then I think the other side to that is the environment and around the vineyards. We're moving away from using any pesticides and herbicides. We've actually undertaken a program where we release natural predators as pesticides. So we have some parasitic wasps that we release into the vineyards and a few other things. So, yeah, it's very much a question of looking at our place in the environment, making as little impact as possible, looking after the soil, looking after the surrounding vegetation, and obviously looking after all of the insect life that we have.
Well, that sounds very responsible and exactly the way we should all be living. So good on you. And back to, of course, food. We can't get away from that. I always think of an MCC like Madame Lucy's as a celebration wine. But in terms of pairing it with a particular dish, does something come to mind immediately for you?
Look, oysters would always be the first thing that comes to mind when it comes to bubbly and Madame Lucy. I think we were in Fleur Spa about a month ago and we had fresh oysters off the rocks with a bottle of Madame Lucy, which was absolutely perfect. You know, so yeah, that's an easy answer right there.
Peter, you're making the life of a winemaker sound all about beach walks and having a good time. I know you've got to be passionate about what you do, but it sounds like you're passionate about everything that you do and everything that goes with it. So I also need to know, of course, what plays in the background when you're drinking your favorite wine? What sort of music do you love?
Sure. A variety of things. You know, at the moment, it's a lot of children's sort of songs and things that our two-year-old likes to listen to. So unfortunately, I'm not really the boss anymore of what happens over the airwaves. But, you know, I love things like Bon Iver, you know, some more sort of classic indie, old school Pearl Jam, a little bit of AC/DC, that kind of thing. It depends on who I'm listening with, at least.
Well, it all sounds very good to me. But remember, it's never too early to introduce anybody to wonderful music. So 2 years old is definitely the time to start.
I'm not 2 years old ready for ACDC.
We wonder. And in terms of introducing toddlers to good food, I'm sure on the estate there's nothing wrong with taking your toddler off to Gabriel's Kloof restaurant, where I know they are known for hearty, honest soul food prepared with love. I would love to know, what's your favorite dish on their menu?
I've actually just finished off a plate of the lionfish, which today was hake over a bed of vegetables. And, you know, lovely fresh green beans, some baby marrow, a little bit of a tomato salsa. So that's generally my go-to. Other than that, the pork belly is delicious with perfectly cooked crackling. And then the calamari dish is also a firm favorite of mine.
Oh, it all sounds absolutely awesome. So you've whet my appetite for good food and good wine and a visit to Gabriel's Kloof. So thank you for all that inspiration, Peter, and enjoy your winemaking.
Super. Thank you so much. It's not all as, you know, wonderful and idyllic as it sounds. I can promise you that. But it is something that I love doing and feel very fortunate to do.
Well, that's all that matters, and it certainly shows in the end product. So thank you.
Super.
That was Peter Allan Finlayson from Gabriel's Kloof Estate in Bot River. To find out more about the estate, visit the spring edition of the Gourmet Guide magazine on www.gourmetguide.co.za.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
FMR 101.3.